This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 7th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm night across Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a mild breeze in Jerusalem. Perfect weather for an evening stroll or dining al fresco. Here are today's headlines. First, Tehran's demands could reshape the Lebanon front as the IDF warns against risking hard-won gains. This comes from Ynet, reported earlier today. Also, a Maryland school district is urged to adopt a zero-tolerance policy on anti-Semitism amid a wave of incidents. This was reported by The Forward earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF attempted to assassinate a Hezbollah Radwan commander in Beirut. According to the Jerusalem Post, the U.S. had advanced knowledge of the attack. Separately, a DHS report cites the Iran war as a possible motive for an alleged Trump assassin. This comes from JNS, reported earlier today. And finally, Trump pauses a U.S. operation to guide ships through the Strait of Hormuz. He cites great progress made with Iran, as reported by I-24 News from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens summarized a Wall Street Journal report moments ago. Senior U.S. officials demand a 20-year enrichment ban and other concessions from Iran. Al Arabiya English shared insights from Frederick Erickson, a founding director at Iskipi, on whether political and defense divisions are pushing Europe and the U.S. apart. Belaz News reported that Loé Abdel Fattah al-Naji admitted to involuntary manslaughter. A professor, he faces a year in jail, followed by probation for the death of Paul Kessler. Now, for more on those stories, starting with Tehran's demands. Ynet reports that Iran wants any U.S. deal to halt fighting on all fronts, including Lebanon. IDF officials stress the importance of holding current lines until Hezbollah disarms. The implications for regional stability remain uncertain. Turning to the Maryland School District, The Forward reports that the Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Washington is pushing for a stricter policy on antisemitism. The call comes amid a rise in incidents, highlighting ongoing tensions in the area. Meanwhile, the IDF's attempted assassination of a Hezbollah commander in Beirut marks the first attack in the capital in weeks. The Jerusalem Post noted that while the U.S. had advanced knowledge, there was no request for a green light. This strike follows heightened tensions in the region. In related news, the DHS analysis suggests that Cole Allen's actions, as reported by JNS, might be motivated by the Iran war. His social and political grievances underline the complex intersections of domestic and international issues. And finally, Trump's announcement of a pause in U.S. operations in Hormuz, reported by I-24 News, signals potential diplomatic progress with Iran. This could ease tensions in a critical maritime corridor impacting global trade on the economic front. First, developers are really stuck, says Zohar Aini, CEO of Port.io, as the company moves to replace manual DevOps with AI agents, reports CTech. Separately, the U.S. will sell Israel 10,000 rocket guidance kits at a discount, reported by Walla Business. This deal aims to better intercept threats, enhancing Israel's defense capabilities. And finally, the Jerusalem District Court intervened in a case involving a man who converted to Judaism, gained Israeli citizenship, then declared himself a Muslim, as reported by Ynet Business. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.